I'm not denying climate change. It's happening.
I'm Susan Scollier from Queenstown.
I'm Alex Burgess-Norris from Queenstown.
And what brought you along tonight?
Just really curious to find more about climate change and what we can be doing at this end of our island.
Yeah, I think it's always really important to be as informed as possible, and a really good event, and especially good to support something coming to Queenstown as well.
Yeah. One of you, I can't remember who it was, asked the question about where would be a good place to be living in the future with children and grandchildren, and it was a fairly positive response there from one of the scientists, re Queenstown.
Yeah, it certainly was. I'm only new to Queenstown, so I think there's this feeling of my generation of like this sort of doom in the future, you know, we shouldn't have kids, where should we live? And yeah, pretty stoked to hear that Queenstown's a good place. Might buy a house here even.
Should do this more often. It's actually very good for the local economy potentially.
Absolutely. I think that we're probably going to get a lot of people from the mainland of Australia wanting to come and live down this way. And like Alex said, you know, it's just lovely to have really great conversations in this part of our island. Such passionate people about and so informed. It's a pleasure to be able to come and listen.
Dr. Stuart Corney from the Institute for Marine and Antarctic Studies.
What's with the car, Stuart?
I was on the Aurora Australis. I was getting dressed after a shower, about to pull my pants on, and the ship actually ran aground. I was the one and only injury.
So what was your experience of this first Curious Climate Forum?
It was a great experience. Queenstown is probably not the forefront of people's mind when it comes to climate adaptation, climate action. And
it's not going to flood in a hurry.
It's not going to flood in a hurry, but that's why I think it's really important to come to a place like Queenstown. Climate change is a global problem and everyone needs to address it. So coming here, talking with the locals, it was great to see so many of them here today and how engaged they were and asking some good questions. Even maybe the hecklers were, you know, it's good to have them in the room to be asking and giving us a chance to talk with them. It's far better to talk to people than to be sitting in Hobart telling them what's going on. Nobody listens. But also they can understand themselves. Okay, this is not just about a soundbite on television. There are people who spend a lot of time and are passionate about it and, you know, come up and explain it to me, and it's a chance for them to have a dialogue. Because I think every time they're going to be different questions. And that's great, again, for us as scientists and as communicators, to come and talk to people and to hear them ask questions. It keeps us on our toes, but also gives us an understanding of what gets traction with people, because much as for us as it is for the community.
Hi, I'm Bern Bradshaw from Queenstown. I came along to see if the outlook of the people could be attuned to the logic of the world's life, you know. Yep. You know, climate change is a thing that's been going on forever.
A very well-known figure in these parts, Bern. How old are you now?
I'll be 90 on the 29th of December 2019.
You're old enough to have a fairly substantial climate record under your belt.
We used to work in snow 6 months of the year, though, and we don't see it hardly now. Mm. But it was widely believed when I was young that the weather came in cycles, you know, and we've experienced a number of bushfires in my lifetime.
So are you a sceptic then, Bern, about the current event?
No, I think it's happening all right. I don't doubt that it's happening. I do question the part that humans play in it.
I've got to say it, Tasmania, we're a winner. I do not want to live in Melbourne. I do not want to live in outback New South Wales, where it is regularly going to be 50 degrees during summer, where there's going to be significantly less rainfall.
We're all coming to Queenstown.
Ron Foss from Queenstown. I'm just interested in climate change and how people get their perspectives. I found the psychology speech tonight very interesting. It's probably the first one I've enjoyed in my life as to why people have their held beliefs about climate change. And yeah, I just wanted to bring a friend of mine along who sits on the opposite side to me and see whether it'd make a difference.
Do you think it will?
No. And I'm from the rural background, and the old farmers always talked about a 30 or a 60 or a 70-year cycles, but that's nothing compared to what we're talking about over, you know, millions and tens of thousands of years and the last 300 years.
My name is Ingrid van Putten. I'm a senior scientist with CSIRO, and I'm a human behaviour psychologist, economist, all mixed in together. So
things you don't often see mixed in together.
No.
You think of economics over here, psychology over there. It's really interesting in the context of trying to communicate this message of climate change, because it is one of the big issues, isn't it, to communicate this message. It's very complex.
Yep. It's so big that people actually feel like they can't comprehend it. It's complex, it's far away, and so it makes people feel a little bit incompetent because they can't figure out how they can do something about it. So because it's part of such a big issue, people stand back and do nothing.
You talked about the, I think, the bystander effect?
Bystander effect, yes.
Tell us what that is.
It comes out of social psychology, and it basically means that people will stand by and watch if they think that somebody else is already doing it, which is a different situation to climate change, or if the problem is just too big and they can't do anything anyhow, they'll just stand by and watch somebody else possibly take it up. But often no one will take it up, and then nothing happens. So it's exactly what it sounds like, bystander effect.
Yeah. Human nature is that until something falls on our head, we probably won't do a lot about it.
Possibly, yeah.
My observation of the forum tonight too was that people kind of turn to generalising as a way of arguing what they think about it. You know, to just basically say, but, you know, the climate has always changed. That argument comes up a lot. Is there a way to get around that issue?
So I think you alluded a little bit to something I talked about, was the confirmation bias, and that means that we look for information that basically confirms what we already believe. So if we believe that climate change is not happening, we'll look for information to confirm that climate change is not happening.
Was there anything about the way it unfolded tonight that surprised you from that psychological standpoint?
It did, actually, because when I asked people what proportion of people in Australia do not accept climate change, a lot of people will estimate that to be much higher than it really is. So it really is only 8-9% of people who don't accept climate change. And when I looked around the room tonight, I thought that that proportion was probably accurately represented in the room. Well, one of the things I've learned is that I think people find the psychology interesting. And I think that I need to bring out a little bit more about what people can actually do to correct, if you like, their own psychology when it comes to climate change. A lot of people are interested in solutions. They want to do something if they can.
But it's happening orders of magnitude much more quickly now because of...